God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Several years ago, some of us were giving the gospel in New York City. The Bill Rice Ranch has sponsored numbers of trips where we give the good news to people in New York, Manhattan, and various boroughs in the city. One day, we were in the subway system below Manhattan, and a very well-dressed man came up to where we were giving the gospel, and he looked at me and he asked, "Why do you believe in three gods?" I thought he wanted to pick a fight, but the truth is, it was a good question. It was a legitimate question, and his question was not about the Father. In this case, I don't think it was specifically about the Holy Spirit. I think his question was about Jesus. Why do you believe in three gods? You know, if you look at John 1, Colossians 1, and Hebrews 1, which is where I am this morning, you find that there is one God in three persons. And Jesus is God's last word regarding the universe. In Hebrews 1, verse 1, the Bible says God, the first word, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. That is, pardon me, in various times and in various ways, God spoke through the ancient prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, by whom he made the worlds, by the word of his power, by himself purged our sins. It goes on to say that Jesus is much better. He's more excellent than the angels. He's greater than the prophets that foretold him and the angels that announced his earthly ministry. And he goes on in Hebrews to cite various texts in the ancient scripture, Psalms notably, Psalm 45, Psalm 102, etc. And what you find here is that Jesus Christ is the only one in the body with whom God the Father will ever share his glory. Jesus is unique. He is singular. By his Son, by himself, by his power, he's much better. He's more excellent. In short, the test of truth regarding God and the universe is Jesus, what you do with Jesus. Now, what Hebrews says is shocking to many a person, and it is unrelenting. John 1, Colossians 1, Hebrews 1, it's very direct. There's no middle ground. Jesus is not a good teacher. He's not a historical figure merely. It claims of him, he is one with the Father and was there on the day of creation, is the Creator. Now, this has some ramifications for people like me, and I would suppose for you. In the first place, Jesus is basically the interpreting ethic of the Bible. Now, maybe you grew up in church, and if you did, maybe you heard many preachers say almost as a cliche, you know, Jesus is in every book of the Bible, meaning the ancient scriptures on. Jesus talked to disciples who had not discerned him, that is Jesus, in all the prophets, in all the scriptures. And indeed, that's the claim Jesus made. The truth is Hebrews is a sermon, and it's a sermon with texts. The author is saying, by inspiration, I believe, Psalm 45, that's talking about Jesus. Psalm 102, that's talking about Jesus, and he goes on and on. So knowing who Jesus is helps you understand the Bible in a way you could not. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Now, maybe you think this is a stretch, but you read Genesis, you read Exodus, and yes, Leviticus, and Jesus is there. And so much of the Bible is difficult to come by if you excise Jesus, or for that matter, if you excise the supernatural period. So the test of truth regarding God and the universe is Jesus. The scripture, he's the interpretive ethic. Regarding preachers, now I am a preacher, but sometimes we preachers can get too big for our own good. We believe our own, publicity. May I tell you something? Every time an angel appeared to a person in the scripture, nearly every time, the person to whom the angel was sent was scared out of their wits. John Rice says it's a testament to how sinful we are that every time an angel meets us, the angel must say, hey, fear not. Well, whatever the case, angels are merely messengers. They're not God's son. God has spoken by his prophets and by the angels, and now he's spoken by his son and a preacher. We should give preachers the respect due their responsibility in their office. But I must tell you that a preacher is just an angel. He's just a messenger, a one sent to give the truth. You know, when it comes to podcasts, now I'm not talking about podcasts per se. I'm talking about all the influx of information into our heads every day. Look, there are a lot of people with whom I agree. We can listen to podcasts about free markets and conservatism in the home, and these things are all good. And by the way, there are various levels of at which I can partner with somebody. I love people who love their country, want to make it better, and believe in the authority of the Constitution. But that's not the same as doing right by Jesus. You know, there are many people who are believers. They love Jesus, but they may see things differently than I do on very American ideals. And I have to tell you, that makes me cranky by nature, but really, I need to realize that I have a greater partnership with someone who is straight on Jesus than someone who is merely straight on government or freedom even. And I'm all for freedom. And I thank God for the ethic that began this country that came largely because of understanding of the scripture. So podcasts, look, I'm thankful for all the information we can receive. There are a lot of good, smart people. And I've listened to more than a little myself, but the test of truth regarding God and the universe and things most important really is Jesus. In short, your life, the test of truth in your life. Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore, because God has spoken by his prophets, by the angels, by his son, therefore we ought to give them more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. If God expected obedience from messages delivered by angels and men, how much more the message delivered by his own son? For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? C.S. Lewis famously years ago said that Jesus Christ is either a liar, lunatic, or Lord. If he thought he was God the Son, but was not, he was a crazy man. And a crazy man is not a good teacher. He's not a good teacher. He's not even good. He's crazy. If he knew he was not God the Son, but claimed to be, then he was a liar. And a liar cannot be a good teacher. But if Jesus Christ is in fact God and God the Son, present on the day of creation, the very image of God's person, upholding the things by the word of his power, all things by the word of his power, then he is the Lord. Where are you with Jesus today? The test of truth regarding God, the universe, and ultimately my life and yours is what you do with God's Son, Jesus.